Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Hey guys, it's Cody here. Before we get started, do you love DC movies, shows, and comic books? Well, we have good news for you. DC Universe, the ultimate DC membership, is offering a special 14-day free trial to our listeners. Read over 20,000 digital comics, catch up on original series like Titans, and starting November 29th, watch their newest adult animated series, Harley Quinn. Visit www.dcuniverse.com/podcast1 and use the promo code Collider. That's www.dcuniverse.com/podcast1 and use the promo code Collider to start your 14-day free trial. This code is valid through December 31st, 2019. Collider Live is sponsored by Warner Brothers Digital Networks, the operator of DC Universe. DC Universe is only available in the United States.
Welcome back to Collider Live on this lovely Wednesday.
You got it.
Before Thanksgiving,
yes,
right?
Yes, we're at the day before Thanksgiving right now, which is a great place to be because we're all probably home somewhere getting ready for that turkey-filled mouth.
Oh, I can't wait to eat all of it. All of it.
Same. I'm That's Roxy Stryer across from the evil turkey eater herself, Serena. Thanks, Killing.
Oh, I like that. I like the evil turkey eater. Yeah.
I know. I'm actually very excited about this part of it.
Can't you picture just like the raw turkey and her going at it and it's bleeding?
Yeah.
And you just lick the blood just and you pour it on yourself and then you lick yourself
well,
and others.
People said you were being a fake goth, so there that's
you go.
Real.
So
real
gotta,
goth shit.
How you gotta is, keep eating blood.
How is the goth classes?
That question actually, coming from Mark Riley himself.
Thank you.
You should come
to be
one
here.
Of them.
I would like to learn how to be more goth.
Yes, you can totally do it.
What is the, what is,
you just got to keep making your nails longer.
Okay, got it.
And scratch people.
Even better.
I need Goth 101, like top three rules of gothing, go.
Well, you already got your Doc Martens.
Okay, those Doc Martens number one.
Those are pretty goth because as I just tweeted last night, they're a prison for your feet, basically.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I love
okay.
how they look, but they're very uncomfortable.
What's goth number two?
Music, I would say sad music. So you got to listen
music.
To the Smiths. The Smiths.
Oh, the Smiths.
You know,
yeah.
Depeche
right.
Mode.
So far,
all of
I'm
things.
Gothing hard.
Some metal.
What's
you know? Goth?
Some metal. What about Tori Amos? That's sad.
Sure. That's that's pretty emo.
Goth number three?
Suck blood.
Oh, physically suck blood. Yeah. See, that's where I stop gothing.
Yeah. So that's when you level up is when you actually start sucking people's blood.
Shit.
So
I'm
in order to level up goth-wise, Roxy, you got to try that out.
That's where I'm no longer a goth. Cody, how goth are you?
I'm wearing all black today, so 50%? I don't know.
You
want to
know what? We're all kind of in those dark colors. Darina's rubbing off on us.
Yeah. I'm making
I'm
you all
black.
My goth followers.
Wow.
Yeah,
we
I'm starting
you.
A religion.
We are not worthy. We are not
no,
worthy.
No, not that
do
kind
it.
Of religion.
Goth!
I don't want to be...
You okay, Mark?
Do you want to do it?
Everything good?
I will say Dude, I'm not surprised with that reaction because I'm going a little loopy right now as well. First of all, it's 4,000 degrees in here.
It's really
like,
hot.
It's legitimately the hottest it's ever been in here right now. But that might be because I'm worked up because Yard House has done it again, those bitches.
No. See, we got
to
get
you
into this.
You should have gone to
you
Hooters,
You deserve a huge
close enough.
Free meal.
Whatever. I called it in. It was supposed to be ready in 10 to 15 minutes. It's been 40 minutes, not ready. I had to come back and do this show. But the point is, if I'm hangry, then suck it the fuck up.
Here
and
it is.
I love how
and let me live.
I love how we're both hangry because I also I had a meeting and I could not eat lunch before this. So
I
we're
had to
gonna,
pay for my food that I didn't get, Darina.
And so we're going to be hangry and we're going to talk about Thanksgiving.
You
so
know what Jews really don't like doing? Paying for things that they don't receive. Jews do not like that,
That's
okay?
A big thing
no one likes
yeah,
it, but the
I,
Jews especially.
I can understand.
You are right. We are talking Thanksgiving, though. So let's just dream about that turkey, that blood-sucking turkey. And let's get right into it. We're also going to be taking calls towards the end of the show.
Yes.
By the time you're listening to this, though, unfortunately, it's too late to call. So hopefully you were
listening.
So
don't call in.
Yeah, hopefully.
Is the moral of the story.
Well, because I actually, when we do pre-tape shows, Dee and I both go into the live chat.
Yeah.
And we see what they're saying. And everybody for the last pre-tape for Veterans Day was like, what's the number? How are all these people calling in? Yeah. And I was like, you guys are too
Collider
too
Live,
late.
Not live
we'll
is what
make
happened.
That,
Collider
we'll make that
Unlive.
Clear.
Collider Twilight Zone.
Collider
my favorite.
Dead.
Yeah.
What's
Collider
the opposite
dead.
Of live?
Collider what, though?
Well, when we pre-tape, we're Collider Dead.
Yeah.
Word.
So
it's basically Darina
So the goth training is going really well then.
I know.
Because Collider Dead is here.
I'm turning
dead. Extreme.
To the extreme.
What about skateboarding?
What?
Is that gothy?
Skateboarding?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I can't do it.
Cody, do you seem like a skateboarder? Do you know how to do that?
I'd say that they try to make that more punk than it is goth.
Ooh, that makes sense.
A little bit punk, a little bit
Cody,
goth.
I've seen you.
I can't skateboard.
You have hops. You've done this on that Razor scooter that we found in the trash.
The year 2000 was really good for Cody and Razor scooters. Man. Okay. I rode that shit all the time.
You know what I've heard is not cool?
What?
Saying hops.
Yeah, I was a little confused there as well.
What?
Yeah.
Isn't it okay boomer or whatever the fuck it's
okay
being called?
Okay boomer.
Yeah, exactly. Here's how much I care. Zero. About making fun of me with my hops, with my there it is. Somebody in the chat was like, oh, Riley's going to say there it is again. And I was like, of all the fucking things.
You just say there
I didn't even know you said
time.
That.
Yeah, just say there it is.
You're fine.
If somebody says something and it's a good
don't
point,
you...
I go, there it is.
And whoop, that's you and we love is. You for it.
I agree
boomer.
With that. Holy shit with the heat. All right, let's get into Thanksgiving because that's all the things that's going to make me not think about how much I'm sweating my dick off right now.
How my dick is very sweaty as well.
Wow.
How is
my
this...
God, I'm uncomfortable.
Because
my vagina is very sweaty, I guess,
we're
right
changing
now. What
the
is
name,
going on?
We're changing the name to Two Girls, Three Penises.
And I think I just snotted a little bit. What the fuck is
it's
wrong
hot
with me?
Here, but here's what I will tell you. I learned about, because I keep stalling on Thanksgiving stuff, but fine, we're talking penis, so let's talk penis. Here's what I learned. And Riley, you could tell me if I'm right or wrong.
Okay, I have a penis. I can help you
out. I learned about the Texas belt tuck. The Texas belt tuck.
Is this a Silence of the Lambs?
No, I guess it's just when you tuck your dick.
Is this
so
if you
got
have
a boner,
if you have a hard on, you put it in
like
your belt?
A Texas belt tuck, yeah.
Mark, okay. Cody, can you guys comment on this?
I can confirm that when I've had to.
Belt tuck?
Let's fucking go with it. Here we go. After sex, I've had to walk a dog many times. And so it's not normally, you know, so I'll do the Texas belt. What is it?
Tuck.
Tuck.
Okay.
And throw a shirt over that shit as well. Of course, pants. And I've been known to walk out there and
like
just
you're
as
known
like.
For it?
What's that?
Like you're known for this?
I'm not known.
Oh, there's Riley walking with his dick in his belt again.
Maybe.
That's what
I can tell you one thing.
For.
I can tell you one thing, Cody.
There
I'm going to be known for it now.
Wow, you did it to yourself, though.
Yes,
Cody,
you
have
like
you
I
ever
said.
Have you ever Texas belt tucked?
I think I've tried it a couple times. Yeah, it's a thing.
Oh, so you're known for it.
I'm just, it's my thing. It's my no. signature.
Hey, Mark, there it is.
There it is.
There it is.
This show is awesome right now.
Oh, it's so good. Let's talk Thanksgiving TV and movies because
yeah.
How are we already here? Isn't that crazy?
Well,
the year's over.
I'll tell you what. We're actually currently not there.
Well, next week, though. It's so
that's
soon.
True. It
it's
is crazy. Wild. You guys know I've been doing this Instagram 365 days of Roxy bullshit.
I got to hand it to you, Roxy. You've been actually sticking with it.
I'm very impressed.
I've never had a New Year's resolution I did not stick to. So this year is no exception. And 365 pictures, be damned, I will do it. But the craziest part about doing it is knowing what day of the year we're on all of the time.
Yeah.
Because you just think to yourself, like, 321 days into the year, holy crap.
I know.
Like, how I don't have that much long left.
Yeah.
None of us do.
And this year flew faster than
really
any
did.
Other year has ever flown.
Yeah, it really
has. It's kind of terrifying because I remember my uncle when I was a kid telling me, as you get older, time will fly by. And it's true. And it's tomorrow already. It's 2019 is over. Basically.
Yeah.
Don't say that.
I know.
It's almost over. And it's terrifying for me because once the new year ticks over, it's like go time with wedding. And I am so – have so much anxiety around it.
Wow.
Are we going to get – wow. Okay.
Wow.
This is not a comment on your singleness.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
Always.
I swear to you, you might not believe me. I promise. That was a genuine wow. But because
it sure sounded like you could give zero fucks.
Because now the only way I know how to wow is that soundbite.
Okay, so it came out
but
very.
When you were talking about wedding, I legitimately wanted to say wow. But instead, what came out was wow.
It actually kind of sounded like you were saying wow, but you ended saying wow, but you started saying wah, like you were thinking Mark was whining.
I surprised myself. I was like, that was so opposite of what I intended it
to
be.
The inflection was like,
wow.
Shit,
oh,
right,
wow.
Fine.
All about Mark and his wedding.
Yeah.
And I felt bad because I went, I'm sorry. I forgot.
Always pointing out I'm the only unmarried one on the show. I'll never be wed.
Roxy.
Fine.
You never know, Roxy.
Thank you so
much. You will end up just fine if you keep going to Hooters. because this place is great. So speaking of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, all right. Hooters. Let's get right into this because a lot of times, at least for me and I'm sure for you guys, the number one question around this time is what are you watching for Thanksgiving? Mm. What do you – when you go home, either you want to avoid your family, so you want to lock yourself in your room and you want to watch something yourself, or you want to bond with your family but you don't have that much to talk about, so you want to put on some movie, TV show so you don't have to have dialogue. Or maybe you didn't get to go home this year and you're stuck somewhere and you don't get to be with anybody and you want to feel okay. Mm. So what are you guys watching is the question that I get on Twitter all the time around this time of year. You as well, Mark?
Yeah, sometimes. But I definitely have a tradition that I stick to every year. And there's three things I usually try to watch, two movies in particular.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
Wow.
Here we go again.
Wow.
Jesus. Sorry.
I'm telling you.
Wow, Mark.
It's like, fuck.
It's so bad. It's so bad. But what I wanted to do for this show then was because sometimes there's Thanksgiving stuff you watch on Thanksgiving. Yeah. And it's Thanksgiving-y to its core. It's a Thanksgiving-themed movie or TV show. And it screams Thanksgiving. And it's universal, and anybody can watch it on Thanksgiving. And then there's those things that you're just an oddball that you happen to watch every year because your family's weird or you're weird for whatever reason. So first, the three things that you guys are watching on Thanksgiving this year that are Thanksgiving-themed. What Thanksgiving-themed things are you doing?
So the best Thanksgiving movie ever is Addams Family Values. Cody did not fart on me because he did that last time with Batman Returns.
Okay.
But that's literally my favorite.
That's yours?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because when I saw it as a kid, I didn't expect – because do you guys know what happened? There it is.
That one's on you. You called that one out.
True. I did.
You know what you have to say to that?
I did.
Wow.
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 Wow. There it is.
That never gets
Wait, it's called Addams Family Values.
Yeah, so it's a sequel to Addams Family, which is the better movie.
But Addams Family Values is a Thanksgiving movie?
Yes, so the kids –
I haven't seen it, I guess.
Oh, it's great. The kids get sent to Pugsley and Wednesday, my girl. They get sent to camp, and it's horrifying for them because everyone's, like, happy and, you know, and watching Disney movies, and they're scared of it. But they actually make them do a Thanksgiving play, and it's fucking hilarious. And it's actually kind of awesome because they put a little twist that I don't want to spoil for those that haven't seen it, but Wednesday's basically – the, you know, whatever Pocahontas, the Indian person.
Right.
I don't know the history because I didn't grow up here. But she's basically, you know, totally rips them a new one. It's kind of amazing.
Yeah,
and tells them the true meaning of Thanksgiving. And it's a very lovely sight to see. Also, Pugsley dresses as an actual turkey and sings a song called Eat Me. So that's great.
Are you sure Pugsley sings it or is it you?
No, he sings it.
No.
Yeah. No, check it out. I think you would love this movie.
Okay.
Wow.
What's one on your list of Thanksgiving-y? Thanksgiving-y?
Thanksgiving-y? Very Thanksgiving-y movie.
Giviny?
All right, we're just going in.
Yeah, sure.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, the best Thanksgiving movie for me. It's tradition. I watch it every Thanksgiving. I usually watch it before dinner because – and especially this week, I'm going to call her out. My sister, God love you. I know I'm going to be waiting forever for this fucking Thanksgiving dinner. So I'm going to have to watch. We've just learned this in our family, and I know that it's her new home that she's going to host in, and I'm very excited that. But I'm like, ah, shit. I know how it goes when you have 18 kids running around. We're going to eat late. So I'm watching Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
It's a great movie. I love how grateful you are.
Grateful or jealous? Because I'm jealous of her home. I really am. Fucking Roxy.
Cody, give me one that you as Thanksgiving-y themed.
So for some reason, every Thanksgiving, my dad puts on Love Actually, which is a
Christmas
movie.
But that's not a Thanksgiving-themed movie. That's your random ancillary thing.
I don't have a Thanksgiving movie. Does Charlie Brown count?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Charlie Brown.
I consider that a TV show, but okay, then yeah.
Charlie Brown TV totally works.
But if I may, yes, Love Actually is a Christmas movie. Don't get me wrong. But can you kick off the holidays?
Yes. For sure.
That's true, during Thanksgiving. That's a good point.
Good, because that will wrap around to one of my movies. So,
yeah. What about you, Roxy?
So, okay. All three of my Thanksgiving-themed things that I do on Thanksgiving, at least during Thanksgiving week, are Friends-related. All of them.
That's not surprising.
I always watch all of the Friends Thanksgiving episodes because Friends has done – I don't care, Friends fan or not – Friends Thanksgiving episodes are timeless. They're
classic.
They're classic.
Yes.
They're so funny. So I think probably The top three for me, I'll start with the last one, would be the one with the football.
Mm-hmm.
I love that episode because I love Monica and Ross's sibling rivalry. Yeah. It really shows that. But we've got all of our main friends involved. It also goes to just the football watching thing at Thanksgiving. So I think that they nailed it, that one.
No, okay. That's actually one of the best episodes I think ever made.
It's really good.
It's really, really fun. I love when Rachel goes long.
What else you got on your list?
Cody beat me to it. Charlie Brown is something that my family and I actually watch. I'm the weirdo that watches things, Adam's Family Values, by myself. But with my family, they love watching Charlie Brown.
But did you guys celebrate? Did you grow up celebrating Thanksgiving?
No, so we didn't celebrate it at all. But we really like food. So when I was a teenager, my mom's like, I brought a bunch of KFC and we're going to sit down and celebrate this American holiday. And ever since then, we just ate every Thanksgiving, and now that's what we do.
KFC and Charlie Brown,
exactly.
Baby. Not a bad combination.
No, you get KFC every Thanksgiving? Is that
for real?
Well,
we used to. Now my mom actually likes cooking, because my mom's a great cook, unlike me. So she actually does cook all day.
Are you sure she's actually cooking, or is she still getting KFC and then putting it on a plate?
No, it's not fried chicken, I wish. I mean, her cooking's delicious, but KFC mashed potatoes?
No, KFC is
pretty good.
Dope.
Yeah.
I remember, though, when people told me that KFC is not real chicken, that it's like modified animal where they cut off their wings and their legs. Who knows if that's true?
I mean, all of fast food is weird, I'm sure, with some weird chemicals. We shouldn't be eating them, but they are delicious chemicals.
Hey, guys, it's Cody here. Do you love DC movies, shows, and comic books? Well, we have good news for you. DC Universe, the ultimate DC membership, is offering a special 14-day free trial to our listeners. Visit DCUniverse.com/podcast1 and use promo code Collider to start your free trial. DC Universe has so much to offer, including their action-packed original series like Doom Patrol, Young Justice, Outsiders, Swamp Thing, and Titans Season 2. It doesn't stop there. The highly anticipated adult animated series Harley Quinn premieres on November 29th. Tune in to see Harley, voiced by Kaylee Cuoco, break things off with the Joker and attempt to make it on her own. Will she be the newly liberated queenpin of Gotham City? Catch new episodes on Fridays. If you want to experience more DC, watch new animated films, enjoy classic animated series remastered in HD, binge some fan favorite DC shows, watch classic films, and so much more. If reading is more your thing, DC Universe has over 20,000 digital comics that you can access all at your fingertips. DC Universe is available on your favorite devices so you can watch on the go. Don't waste any more time. Start your free 14-day trial today. Visit www.dcuniverse.com/podcast1 and use the promo code Collider. That's www.dcuniverse.com/podcast1. Use the promo code Collider to start your 14-day free trial. This code is valid through December 31st, 2019. Collider Live is sponsored by Warner Brothers Digital Networks, the operator of DC Universe. DC Universe is only available in the U.S.
Yeah. Mark, what else on your list?
I do have a Friends episode that I have to seek out and see every Thanksgiving, and it's the Thanksgiving. You might know the title. It's the Brad Pitt episode.
Oh, that's great. You know what? I can't think of the title right now, but it's actually not on my top three. But
it
might be number four. It's the one with the secret, I think, or the one with the – I could look it up.
Yeah, it plays on – it was the height of the Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt stuff. He appears and he hates Rachel.
Right.
He just absolutely hates Rachel, and I love –
The one with the rumor. I was so close.
It's just
because that's
it's
when they were dating in real life, right?
Yes,
and so
they were together
or whatever. Yeah,
and so they played. You know, they spun it around. He comes in and he absolutely hates her.
He's part of the fan club to hate her.
Yes,
Ross is apparently part of two. Excellent episode.
It's one of my favorite episodes. So I try to find that. It's usually on because they just play Friends usually all the time. I can see it on TBS or something.
Cody, give me another one.
I spend most of my Thanksgiving watching football, I would say.
Cody.
Roxy, I'm really bad at this
football's
game.
Football's on my other list. So, Brady,
that's a Thanksgiving tradition.
The first list is Thanksgiving-themed things.
Mm-hmm.
The second list is things you do on Thanksgiving.
Cody, you're doing the list wrong.
I'm sorry. I can't think of many Thanksgiving movies and TV.
Follow the rules of the list, Cody. I'm getting
itchy. I'm sorry.
Itchy.
Just skip me next time.
You know what, though, Cody? Football's on my other list also. Football's on my list of things I do every Thanksgiving. I'm absolutely obsessed with watching football on Thanksgiving. First of all, I love football in general. But second of all, it is so ageless that it's great. You do not have to think about what you're putting on and whether the 4-year-olds and the 90-year-olds can both watch it in the room. And my Thanksgivings always have 4-year-olds and 90-year-olds. And by the way, when I think about the fact that they're four, it is true that they are not sucking on their mother's breasts anymore. So just to call back to a previous week's show.
It took you a week to figure that out.
Yeah, it did take me a full week.
Oh, that's good. I mean,
really cool. Yep, really good.
Maybe now you can be more than a doula, Roxy, and actually have kids one day.
Thank you. Thank you. For me, I think the next one on my friends list would be the one where Chandler's in a box.
Yes.
Who knows if that's the actual title of it.
But yeah.
I think it is because he burned Joey so bad.
Oh, yeah.
And him in the box is the funniest. Oh, my God. With his finger coming. Just everything about that episode gives me all the feels.
Sad.
I'm obsessed with it. Obsessed with it. Deep, give me your last one.
So what about – does anybody watch the actual parade?
Yeah, it's on in the background.
No, but Papa was in one of those at some point.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Because Papa –
talking about burying the lead here. Yeah, are you serious?
Papa was the vice president of Marshalls.
Oh.
And so he was invited to be in one of those – in a parade when it started. I don't know when, but
right.
Like
– but that Macy's parade,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was because he came from Macy's and went from Macy's to Marshall's.
The first one would be probably, what, 1952?
Yeah, I don't think he was in the first one, but he was in an early-ass one.
Was he
just
decorated?
Made that up. I don't know if that's true or not.
Was he decorated
Cody, will you
in his
look
gear
up
or whatever?
When was the first Macy's Day Parade? Yeah, he – I got to ask him more about it.
But he was there as, like, a veteran or
– No, he was there as a – like, because he was with the company. He was there as, like, a representation.
Oh,
okay, so
cool.
It started in 1924. I don't know. Papa was probably in this in like the 50s, probably.
That's so
maybe
rad.
Maybe 60s. I'll ask him more about it.
Very cool.
I'll have details for tomorrow's show.
I don't know what it is. It just that's really cool because parades. I mean, they've been going. This has been going on forever, the Macy's Parade. But I still think it's fun to like pop in and watch, especially if you get somebody like Will Ferrell to host. Like, what? Who does it with him? Will Ferrell and what's her name?
Oh God,
I don't know. Cody.
Is it Amy Poehler? Yeah, that is.
Yeah, of course it's John Cena.
I was thinking Will Ferrell and John Cena. Now I can picture that.
Yeah. Exactly.
What's her name, John Cena?
I don't
Cena.
Remember her name, but she's fantastic. And they both do like the sort of fake anchor thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love that.
Anything else closing out your list, Riley?
Yeah, so because we're right on the cusp of Christmas, I did this last year. We like it. Tradition, Christmas Vacation. We finish off the night with Christmas Vacation to officially usher in the Christmas holidays for us.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. How does that count and not Love Actually?
It does. That's why I was giving you some backup there.
I'll be honest with you, Cody. It doesn't, but I'm done implementing the rules of the game. I'm done.
So, Cody, to answer your question, she's secretly judging us
on
the list.
I appreciate that.
I mean, holy fuck, is this an oven? Also, don't put Jews in something that's hot.
Cody, are you becoming Jigsaw for this episode again, trying to kill us in here?
I want to play a game.
It's really, really hot in here. So the last one on mine, I'll just say to get friends out of the way so I can stop talking about it, would be the one with all the Thanksgivings. It's the one with Joey with the turkey on the head, the iconic episode. It's absolutely the best.
When Monica does the dance, the turkey dance.
It won't come off.
That's a good one.
So now just random ones that you guys, your family or your traditions, things that don't have to be Thanksgiving related that you watch. Any things that you guys are...
A new tradition we did again last year started at Cards Against Humanity with the family.
I love that.
How awkward is that?
It wasn't that awkward last year because it was with Julie's family and they were a little bit more like into it. Mm-hmm. And so it was really fun. This year, as I mentioned, it's going to be at my sister's with her family. So that it's either and I'll give you an update on that Monday back. It's either going to go horribly wrong or it's going to be just fine. I don't expect it to go like better than just fine.
Can you videotape it for us?
Yeah, I think I should.
Take foodie pictures.
Yeah.
I got to see it.
Okay. I'll try.
Dee, what do you got?
Well, something that we've been doing as a family tradition the last few years is actually my nieces came up with this. They're teenagers now and
So they don't breastfeed.
They don't. Not I guess
I know that teenagers don't breastfeed. Gosh.
Okay. She's all like writing it down.
Because
like,
I remember being a teenager.
But anyways, so my nieces came up with this thing that you basically take out a little piece of paper from a box and it's kind of like a game to be thankful for, you know, but like less cheesy, where we're literally just like pick out a piece of paper from a box and just read what was your favorite movie this year or something like that. But it's in a way that it's like to get people talking about what they're thankful
what
for.
What they're thankful
right?
for.
Which I think is kind of cool. It sounds cheesy, but we've been doing it the last like 3 years or so, and it's worked out well because we all get like to force each other to actually like say nice things about each other.
You know, what we used to do similar to that, and I think that it's such a – the thing that we forget about Thanksgiving is it's about talking about what you're thankful for.
Right.
And we will on tomorrow's show talk more about Thanksgiving and what we are grateful for. Mm-hmm. But I used to do that growing up too. We would make an actual like art and craft treat.
Uh-huh.
And
that's cool.
Then after you pick, instead of reading off, you would write something and everybody would read somebody else's. It could be like anonymous. You don't know who wrote it. And then you pin it on the tree. So the tree looked like a artsy paper tree.
You know,
we're good at crafts is what you're saying.
My friend did that for a baby shower where it was like you write down like a like something that is positive, and so when the baby grows up and remembers and learns how to read, they start to read these little things and breastfeed. That's interesting.
You know what I'm thinking about now, though?
Breastfeeding?
No, that scares the shit out of me, man.
Same.
I can't imagine something latched onto my nipple like that. I mean, what the hell?
So you're not getting
a piercing?
I can't
believe we did that. No, piercing I wanted to get, but that I can't think about it too much. But what I'm thinking about now is, at the time, a tree made sense, but why? What's a tree have to do with Thanksgiving?
Because Christmas is coming, I guess. You should have a turkey instead.
Yeah.
You should tell them to change it. Your family's been doing the tradition wrong.
You guys are fucking up.
Idiots. No, I'm kidding.
You're screwing up. One thing that my sister and I are doing every single Thanksgiving now is we find the crappiest Netflix movie we can find and watch it.
That's
like,
awesome.
And, Netflix like Netflix original.
Like something like
no,
that?
No, like... Oh, my God. What were some of the crazy ones that we watched with, like, D-list celebrities that fall in love with each other and it's all the same plot?
Oh, okay. Like a Lifetime movie almost.
The girliest stuff. And that's a weird word to use because whatever. But, like, that's really what – it's, like, fluffy and, like, all roses. Mm. And we just – live commentary with them. And like pretend we guess what they're each going to say.
I mean, there's a lot of those Christmas movies now that they're doing, these Netflix movies like – what was that one I just saw the other day? Yeah, I can't remember. Anyways, go.
Oh, no. I was just oh good, good job, Mark.
You just you panicked and bailed.
I did.
Wow.
Never mind. I can't remember it. Darina, go. Go, Darina.
Okay.
Go.
Nobody has eaten in this room, Mark. It's okay.
It's very true.
We're going to make it through. We got 30 more minutes.
Mm.
The calls will help.
Well, that's true. The calls will help. I'm trying to think of what else.
Cody, any other traditions? What are you going to start to do with your son?
Give me a second. I'm eating here. Hold on.
What do you got?
Oh, you jerk.
What do you got? Describe it to us.
So,
jerk signs and a jigsaw.
I got a couple egg McMuffins here from McDonald's. They're pretty good.
Do you
it's really?
Really
bad for you.
Why didn't you get a McGriddle?
Because I like McMuffins better.
Really?
Did you get a to-go McMuffin that you had hours later?
No. My buddy Christian just brought it in. He picked it up for me. We got it on camera. It was great.
Aww.
That's delicious.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Christian, for our egg McMuffin.
Christian's telling the truth right now. Crinkle the bag. Oh,
yeah, that sounds like an egg McMuffin.
Yeah. Two of them.
I'm going to yell.
I had one this weekend, I speak from experience.
Anywho, my Thanksgiving thing. lately, the last couple of years, me and my wife have been doing a bingo card of all the generic family sayings that you hear at Thanksgiving. So, like, how's the apartment? How's kids? How's your kids? Insert random political thing here. Stuff like that.
Ooh, that's
and it's a
fun.
Lot of fun. Last year, I won. I just yelled out bingo in the middle of the dinner.
Are you being serious?
I swear, yeah.
That is amazing.
Of
I'm going to do that this year. That sounds great. Like a great
do you have
idea.
Do you make a physical board?
Yeah. Well, just a piece of paper that I have.
Does anybody else know that you guys are doing this?
I think my brother found out last year, but we try to keep it secret so no one can like try not to get the squares.
Can you bring it to our next Thanksgiving episode so we can copy it? Because I want to do that.
This is why Cody is so brilliant.
It's so good.
This is so it feels like you're very on brand for Cody Hall on like what you do.
Okay. I don't know what that means.
Yeah. No, just brilliance.
Mark's
brilliance.
Mark's gone to a weird place today.
Are you good?
I'm not.
You want a McMuffin?
Desperately.
Say yes, because I want some. Say yes.
For the love of God, open up the calls, Cody. Open up the calls.
Oh, look, we got one here. Hold on.
Oh, I like
no.
this.
We're all so hungry.
You wanted to.
Caller on Caller 5. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sam from Wisconsin.
Hey, Sam.
Hello, Sam. We're very hungry. How are you?
We're so happy you called, Sam.
Good. How are you?
Talk to us. What's going on? What's up?
Well, I was wondering, I don't know if you guys remember the Far From Home end credit scene, the Nick Fury scene.
Uh-huh.
With Marvel releasing this late, all the dates today, and we know Doctor Strange is coming, Guardians 3, Black Panther, all those. I was wondering if you think any of those will fit into what's going on with Nick Fury, or will that be more of a Phase 5 thing?
Thank you so much for calling.
It's a good question.
We might have the answer to this by the time this episode airs, but we could guess. I mean, if we're wrong.
I think because of what Nick Fury did in the last movie for Spider-Man and how it connected kind of the bigger picture with Captain Marvel, I think maybe a sequel to Captain Marvel.
I actually think Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel
was my favorite Nick Fury performance. I loved him in that movie. Yeah. I would actually like to see more of that Nick Fury, wherever that may be.
Yeah,
whether
depends
it's
on
like,
where they're
do you
pick
think
it
that
up.
Would make like a spin-off series or something like that for him? Is he that popular?
I don't know.
What are you laughing at?
I think we need a Captain Marvel.
Are you laughing
sequel.
At Captain Marvel?
I like Captain Margot. That's
what
I heard.
We don't eat. I can barely speak English when I do eat, let alone when I don't eat.
Let's do that thing where we go around and we all rhyme with each other for the next 30 seconds. Okay, I'll start. My name is Captain Margot, and I'm here to say.
We have to rhyme with that? Are you okay?
I just gargled my own spit because I'm. I don't know. Sorry, guys.
Oh,
damn it.
See, I fooled you. Thank you.
Guys, we had hip hip hooray.
Damn it.
We had
the
A. Hey.
Cody, you go.
Nope, we got a call.
Damn it.
Collider Live. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
You're witnessing Roxy absolutely lose it. So, question that will bring her back to the living.
What you got, friend?
My name is John Paul Jones.
Oh.
We've
so
missed
you.
Can call
me John Paul Jones.
Oh,
yes.
That's so good. So happy to have you
I've
back.
I've been trying to get through.
Yeah, I've been trying to get through for a year and a half, man. Welcome
to
the club.
Like the
I know. It's hard. It's hard. Well, now that you are through, what do you got for us?
Wanted to talk some Dr. Sleep.
Yes.
Yeah. So with its unfortunate, abysmal performance, do you think that's going to have any kind of impact on Stephen King adaptations going forward?
Thank you so much for calling. Let's talk. I haven't seen it yet as of last week.
Okay.
Have you seen Dr. Sleep?
I have.
Have you seen Dr. Sleep?
I have.
Did you guys think it got the performance that it deserved? That it performed as well?
It's really hard to see. I'm really wondering. I don't know why it didn't do well. I'm wondering if there's a combination of things that – one, that they were hearing the name and looking at the name, Dr. Sleep, not realizing it's a Shining sequel.
Right.
Or if it's like it doesn't have the brand awareness in the Stephen King universe that's like an It, a Misery, a Pet Sematary, those kind of things. Dr. Sleep, though, is one of my favorite books. I don't know why it didn't do well. I really don't.
Well, it's interesting. It might be in part the fact that it's not a recognizable franchise for the non-horror fan. Mm-hmm. But for the horror fans, I feel like – I'm curious as to like whether or not they liked it, right? Because you liked it, Riley?
I liked a lot of it. I had a problem with the ending, but it's grown on me a lot more. It's made me think about it a lot more. So overall, I liked the movie a lot.
And you, D?
So I like half liked it and half didn't like it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And for me, I think as a horror fan, The Shining's my favorite movie of all – like favorite horror movie of all time. Okay. I think it's a genius movie. I know Stephen King doesn't like it. It's fine. It's different than the book, whatever. I think it from an atmospheric point, it's fucking amazing. And every time I watch it, I can't even watch it by myself because I think it's so creepy. But it didn't capture that essence. Even though it's supposed to be like a sequel to the book and not the movie, I felt like – They were still putting scenes from the movie, right? Like they were recreating those, and that was cool. I didn't hate those, but then what are you trying to do? I just feel like it didn't know what it wanted to do.
That's kind of where I went with it.
And that's kind of I feel like with horror fans, maybe they don't want to watch these movies because they're more interested in like the newer kind of horror genre that we're getting here with the Midsommars and the Lodge and all and Parasite. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. All of those movies. So.
Yo, people are mixed on Dr. Sleep.
Everybody didn't go to the movie. They stayed home and watched Veep.
You're not getting a single peep.
We did it. Unbelievable.
Jesus. While we're hungry, we rhyme.
About the Stephen King aspect of this, do you guys think that it will make it harder for Stephen King movies to be made in the future?
Nope. No, because of the success of It.
Yeah, no. Okay. I think we have, I believe, what's that called? It's on HBO. It's going to be a limited series based on his book. If that does well, The Outsider. Thank you.
I just saw a trailer for that in front of Watchmen this week.
In front of Watchmen, it looks so good, and
I
think that if that does very well, it's on HBO. It probably will. It looks fantastic. We'll have another. Oh, Stephen King, doing great. It depends on what we're. There's Salem's Lot that's coming from James Wan. I don't know how far along in production it is,
which I'm very looking forward to
it
because that's my favorite Stephen King book.
Yeah,
so,
that's
and I would
one
love
them.
To
and
see a
has,
modern adaptation.
Right, that has some Stephen King to it. That has some Stephen King recognition, I would say. I don't think it's going to ever detract from Stephen King being something that they always go to make either a series or a movie on.
Yeah, he's the king of horror.
I think
he's Stephen King of horror.
Yeah, he is.
Are we rhyming again?
Mm-hmm. No, that wasn't a rhyme. That was just a fact. Yo.
Hey guys, it's Cody here. Do you love DC movies, shows, and comic books? Well, we have good news for you. DC Universe, the ultimate DC membership, is offering a special 14-day free trial to our listeners. Visit dcuniverse.com/podcast1 and use promo code Collider to start your free trial. DC Universe has so much to offer, including their action-packed original series like Doom Patrol, Young Justice, Outsiders, Swamp Thing, and Titans Season 2. It doesn't stop there. The highly anticipated adult animated series Harley Quinn premieres on November 29th. Tune in to see Harley, voiced by Kaylee Cuoco, break things off with the Joker and attempt to make it on her own. Will she be the newly liberated queenpin of Gotham City? Catch new episodes on Fridays. If you want to experience more DC, watch new animated films, enjoy classic animated series remastered in HD, binge some fan favorite DC shows, watch classic films, and so much more. If reading is more your thing, DC Universe has over 20,000 digital comics that you can access all at your fingertips. DC Universe is available on your favorite devices so you can watch on the go. Don't waste any more time. Start your free 14-day trial today. Visit www.dcuniverse.com/podcast1 and use the promo code Collider. That's www.dcuniverse.com/podcast1. Use the promo code Collider to start your 14-day free trial. This code is valid through December 31st, 2019. Collider Live is sponsored by Warner Brothers Digital Networks, the operator of DC Universe. DC Universe is only available in the U.S.
Cody, let's take another call when we have one. Caller, you are on Collider Live. What's your name? Where you're calling from?
Hey, Roxy, J-Dog from New Hampshire.
J-Dog, what's up? How are you? What's going on? What do you want to talk about today?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank
you. Let's see. I've been meaning to call you guys about this since, October, but it's really been getting at me. Okay, I'm an 80s child, and I'll fight to the death about the 80s. But there's one thing where the 80s doesn't get it right. I think the 90s was actually better for movie making than it was in the 80s.
Interesting.
Okay, let's talk about it. Thank you so much for calling in. Darina, your face immediately kind of seemed annoyed by that.
No. I was trying to think. I'm annoyed because I haven't eaten. But I guess I'm trying to think. When I was a kid, I loved 80s movies, but I might have liked 90s TV more.
Okay.
So I'm actually kind of backwards on that.
How do you feel, Riley?
You know, I can't necessarily argue with it because then a bunch of movies from the 90s popped up in my head that are like kind of instant classics. Silence of the Lambs.
Yes.
Shawshank Redemption. Yes. Fight Club.
Good Will Hunting.
Seven. Titanic. Mm-hmm. Some of these like iconic movies. True Romance.
What are the biggest of the 80s, do you think?
80s, we had like E.T. We had Raiders of the Lost Ark. We had The Empire Strikes Back. That started the 80s. Blade Runner.
Back to the Future.
The Thing. Back to the Future.
So
those
do you think
like 80s
Club,
more franchising?
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
And also more fantasy more so, right? Mm-hmm. I guess it was like John Hughes teenage movies and then the fantasy sci-fi movies.
We're kind of back to that though.
Whereas like 90s, we got some crappy sci-fi.
And then we also got The Matrix.
Oh, that's true.
Which I love. That closed out with Roxy's favorite movie.
Maybe by this point, I really do love it.
You never know. When are you going to watch it?
Sometime in the next few days.
Fuck you, Roxy.
Oh, I have no idea. We'll do a watch along with you guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Down.
A lot of people have been asking
Cody, what do you think? 80s or 90s movies?
I'm going to go with 90s.
Yeah.
No particular reason.
Strong thought. Yeah. He's going to go with the 90s now.
He just gave his list. What up? Wow.
This show rocks. Take a bow.
I don't know.
Cody, like, how are you liking this bit?
What up? That was great. That was great, Mark.
It was awful.
We need some KFC in here.
Caller, you on Collider Live. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Scott from North Carolina.
Hello, hey, Scott.
Scott, what's going on? What do you got for us today?
What up?
First, I want to say I'm interested to hearing the context to that bit that I just heard the end of whenever the episode actually drops. So,
it's fire.
I want to say because it's Thanksgiving, apparently, when this is coming out. So I want to say I'm thankful for all of you guys and the content that y'all put out for us and the work that y'all put in to get these episodes out, even when y'all aren't going to be in studio. So I want to say that. Thankful for y'all.
Thank you
so much, Scott. Really appreciate
that. Thankful for you.
You know, Scott, it's a risky business that we're in, taking live calls, or I guess it's pre-tape, but most of the time live calls during a show where people could call in and be assholes and say horrible things, and we open up the phone lines, and sometimes we do get that. So we really appreciate calls like yours that are kind and considerate, and I just really appreciate you taking your time out of your day to call in, even when we're not a live show and you don't know what we were just rapping about.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, Scott.
I'll second
that. It wasn't important, though. But what you have to say is important. So what you got for us today, Scott?
So I do have a question. Y'all talk a lot about what some of your favorite movies of 2019 are. And Darina, you've mentioned a couple of my favorites, Midsommar and Parasite.
Yeah.
But I also wanted to ask about a couple of movies that I haven't heard y'all mention. I don't know if you've seen them or not. If you haven't, you should. But Wild Rose and Under the Silver Lake are two of my favorites as well. And I don't know if anyone's seen them. Like I said, you should check them out.
Scott, I have not seen either of those. Thank you for the call. Have you guys seen those?
No.
I want to see Under the Silver Lake. Because that same filmmaker, why am I blanking on it?
I'm not sure.
I don't know what
I've
it
also
is.
Heard people tell me Portrait of a Lady on Fire is great, and I haven't seen that.
Cody, seen either of those?
I've seen Under the Silver Lake.
How was it?
It's okay.
Who's the director?
It's a little too long, and it's a little out there, but it's okay.
Yeah, Cody, do you remember who their first film? Because I know it was a follow-up.
Nah, he's the guy who did It Follows.
That's it. That was it. It was It Follows. Yeah, it was It Follows.
Did you like It Follows, Cody?
I loved It Follows.
I like the soundtrack. That's it.
All right, let's take another call when you have one for us. Cody, you let us know. I never saw It Follows.
It's just a STD ghost that follows people around.
Is that true?
It's very true.
Yeah, that's basically
it's
the premise.
An STD ghost?
So here's the deal, right? We're going to give you the elevator pitch.
Like if you have sex with somebody, then the ghost comes?
If they have it, if they have this ghost STD and you have sex with them, that ghost starts following you or ghosts.
Wait, is that really the premise?
Yeah, I'm not joking.
That is so good.
Yeah. So you would be safe because you're not having sex right now. You wouldn't.
That's there it is.
I don't have the ghost.
The music is
But maybe I want the ghost.
Yeah.
I watched this and did a live reaction with Makuga, so I'll bring Makuga in on this give thanks for Makuga. That was a very funny. This music is
really
scary.
Good.
Tomorrow's episode, we definitely will go over giving thanks for sure. We'll be a little more sappy tomorrow. I swear I won't do as many
raps.
But for today, we're having so much fun on the show today.
Oh, shit. I didn't even realize it was my turn. Hey.
Hey, over here. I'll throw it your way.
Oh.
We got a caller on the line who thinks calling in twice to the show is okay.
Hey! Oh! Caller, you're on Collider Live. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, what's going on? This is Scotty from Monterey, a.k.a.
Hey.
John Paul Jones calling back.
Wow.
I love it.
I get your joke now, Cody.
Do you get it?
Yeah. What's going on? Did you forget to talk about something?
Well, I had a follow-up question for you guys.
Yeah,
so,
with Dr. Sleep and Mike Flanagan, you can't argue like the quality of his filmmaking. So would you be open to Mike Flanagan like partnering with Stephen King to do something original?
Yes, I would love that. Are you kidding me? That's a great I was the one thing that I will say about Dr. Sleep that at some point when I knew that we were going back to what is going on, Roxy?
She's hungry. She's hangry now.
Are you?
She's deliriously hangry.
I literally forgot what was happening, so I just sat here and was thinking about what we wrapped, and so I started bobbing to the beat of our song. song. And then I really remember that Cody always zooms in on me when I do something weird. So I was like, oh, stop. Stop doing that, Roxy. Also, thank you for calling.
Thank you,
keep
Scotty.
Keep talking, Riley. I swear I'm listening to you.
Keep talking and keep rapping, Roxy.
No, just Flanagan is so talented. He makes beautiful movies. To the caller's point, they're beautiful. I think an original something with Stephen King would be a phenomenal thing. I know he works well with them. I know Dr. Sleep, though it underperformed, by all accounts, you know, he signed off on this movie, not right. Kubrick's movie.
Although it is always funny when people say, and nothing against Scotty, because people say it all the time, but you can't argue against somebody's filmmaking because, yes, anybody can argue against anybody's filmmaking, right?
It's a subjective opinion.
Yeah, it's completely subjective. Yeah. So
it's an opinion. Yeah,
it's an
we
opinion.
All have them. That's correct. Exactly, well, Roxy.
Thank God.
This
there's
is
a
why
caller.
People call us.
Caller, you're on Collider Live. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, guys. This is Luke Nelson again. Just want to say a happy Thanksgiving to the Collider Live crew.
Thank you.
Thank you, Luke.
Thanks, Luke. Appreciate
you too.
That.
Yeah.
Hope
who
you.
All, who all is in the room right now?
Roxy, Mark Riley, Darina, and Cody in the booth.
Mm-hmm.
Cody's in the booth. Cool. Well, I just want to, I guess, the question is, do you guys think that Watchmen is going to be a contender in the Emmys for next year? I'm kind of worried because The Leftovers is my favorite show of all time, pretty much, and it was totally snubbed, and it's, like, truly a tragedy that Carrie Coon was not even nominated for a supporting actress.
You are speaking my language right now so hard. Thank you so much for calling. Let's talk about it. The Leftovers was the best show. It's top three show for me of all time.
Really?
I'm obsessed. I'm completely obsessed with this show. For it not to have won best show, best drama every year is egregious. But for Carrie Coon to not have been – and the lack of nominations across the board, it is so crazy to me. However – Damon Lindelof has now created a property that has a serious IP behind it.
Right.
And I definitely think it's going to be a contender come Emmy time because it's getting so much more mm-hmm. buzz than Leftovers ever got, unfortunately.
Agreed.
Yeah. Well, fortunately, it will get the credit it deserves. Unfortunately, that Leftovers didn't.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what's happening nowadays with the franchise properties, right? Like, that's what people are paying attention to. That's why Game of Thrones was nominated all the time, even though, yes, it's an amazing show visually, but even there were better shows out there, right? And that's just what happens. It's sad. I didn't even see The Leftovers. Christian Rubalcaba keeps telling me to watch. I need to do that.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it,
too. The best show.
It's really good.
It's the best.
That's what I hear.
And also, Cody, do you remember how many nominations that Lost was getting? Because I think that they were getting tons of nominations at the time.
Yeah, I want to say they even won the Best Drama Series one year. I'm trying to remember.
Yeah.
And I think there was a run, too, where Locke was very active in the show and Terry O'Quinn was nominated for an Emmy.
That makes sense.
Well, Regina King should get nominated.
That's where I was going back around.
Jeremy
Regina
Irons.
King, I could see – out of all of them, Regina King getting the nominations for
the
sure.
The score should get nominated.
The score should get nominated. I think the show could get nominated.
I
writing.
Agree. The other thing with Carrie Coon was that she, at the time, was nominated, mm-hmm. just not for Leftovers. It was for
was
Fargo, I believe. I think that they
show.
Came at the same time, and I watched both, but she should have been nominated for Leftovers. She should have won for Leftovers. The only person who I think won for Leftovers was Ann Dowd, but I could have made that up completely.
I'm not sure.
Trying to use my brain when it's too hot in here. I think that – should we take one more call and then
sure.
wrap for the
– Yeah, let's take another call
right now.
All right. Caller, you are on Collider Live. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Tiffany from Brooklyn.
Tiffany. The best show
on the YouTube.
On the YouTube.
Yes, Tiffany. What's going on? What are you calling about today?
I'm a long-time listener and long-time caller.
All right.
Thank you.
We love that. I won the hat earlier this summer.
That's right.
You guys.
Have you worn it at all? Yeah.
No.
Cool.
But
good
I
time.
Have it.
Great.
Cool. That's the important part, baby.
Well, you keep having it, even if you don't wear it.
Tiffany, anything you want to talk about today?
I was thinking about how you, Roxy, how you were always trying to get people to watch Big Brother and no one would.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any show out there that you keep trying to, like, you know, recommend to people and they just won't watch it?
Leftovers.
For me, it's Peaky Blinders. No
Ooh.
One will watch it.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, Tiffany, because I'm one of those people and I've betrayed you and I need to get on that. Josh McCuga swears by that show.
It's a great show.
Thank you so much for calling in. Josh would agree with Tiffany screaming from the rooftops right now. Mine is Leftovers. What about you?
Well, Peaky Blinders is amazing. And
you love that also.
Yes, I haven't caught up, unfortunately, but everything I've seen, like the first two seasons, amazing show. It really is great. I'm trying to think of a show that I tell people to watch. Hannibal, probably. Because Hannibal, I think it wasn't watched because it was on NBC. Since it was a network show, I didn't even take it seriously at first. And I started watching it, and it's one of my favorite shows of all time, easily.
Mark?
I can't think of something. I've been doing this, the platform. I know it's on a TV show, but I'm like telling people, but it's not out. I'm trying to
literally.
It's
going to be on Netflix, right?
It couldn't be. Yeah, it's going to be on
bastards,
Netflix.
Bastards. Nobody's watched it yet.
Nobody's watched it yet. These fucking assholes.
It's not out. It's not out. On Cody? Anything?
Fargo.
Fargo.
I've tried to get people to watch Fargo for years now.
Could you?
And nothing.
Was it Fargo that she was nominated for at the same time Leftovers?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Really good show, too.
Yeah, it's a really good show.
I will say about your Big Brother stuff. Julie the other day was like, we have to watch Big Brother. And it can't. She said it out of left field. And I was like, what?
I love her so
why?
Much.
Julie's she was the for Fargo. Best.
And I was like, yeah. I don't get what you're saying. She's like, Big Brother. I go, okay, Big Brother what? She's like, Roxy said we got to watch it. I'm like, oh.
Somebody listens to me at least.
Julie listens to everyone. She's great.
Yeah.
All the people we love, including Julie. We'll be back tomorrow for Thanksgiving. Yes, you will have a show on Thanksgiving. So if you're trying to get rid of your family, we're the place to go. I'm everywhere at Roxy Stryer.
I am Dorina at Evil Dorina.
I'm Riley at Riley Around.
And that's Cody Hall in the booth. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Eat that turkey, baby.